few years back on this show, we talked with two remarkable young women about their award-winning science project, an exploration of the ways invasive algae could be used as a source of fertilizer. Ariana Kim and her partner Sri Cuddy were named as finalists in the Environmental Engineering Division of the 2016 Intel International Science and Engineering Fair, which honor led to a further distinction. The former minor planet 33587 is now known as Ariana Kim. And Ariana Kim, for whom the planet was named, is with us in our studio. And we've never known anyone who's given her name to a planet before. Ariana, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no problem.
So this was a distinction given you by MIT as a result of the work that you and your classmate did a couple of years ago, right?
Yes. So NASA and the MIT Lincoln Laboratory actually joined. They found these planets, and they had numerical values to it. And so they decided to offer the planets to the students of Intel Science and Engineering Fair. Uh-huh. It's an international science competition. It's pre-collegiate, the largest of its kind. There was actually over, I believe, 76 countries that competed this year. So if you placed first or second internationally, you got to receive the planet in your name.
Well, it certainly gives the planet a lot better name than the one it had, right?
Hopefully, yes.
Well, let's go back to the original research that you and your classmate did, because we talked about it here on the show. And essentially, let me see if I'm stating the problem correctly. There's invasive algae that piles up in places like Kaneohe Bay, and it's organic material, but you can't just take it and make it into fertilizer. Why is that?
Right. So what we actually found was when you go around places like Kaneohe Bay, it's a global issue, this invasive macroalgae. Mm-hmm. It's a big species of algae. It's just completely flooding our shores. It's covering the beaches. It's destroying ecosystems. It's really bad for tourism as well. No one wants to go upon a nice beach and step in some greasy, oily algae.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got that and we said, what can we do with this? So our original idea was to grow it and in our own farming system and then cultivate its usages. And we found that we could actually, why would we even grow it in the first place if we can grab it, although that's costly, mm-hmm. and then ferment it and then use it to extract its fibers.
The key insight here being fermentation. And I want to play what you said in 2015 when we first talked about it.
The process that we created is actually fermenting it. So the fermentation process not only stops the cycle of the algae just flowing back down to the water and creating more of itself and replenishing itself, but actually quickens the process of the ability of the fertilizer, so it hastens the process of the crop to grow.
The ability of the fertilizer meaning the chemicals that it releases that are advantageous as fertilizer?
Right.
So if I get this right, the sort of the breakthrough insight of your study was that fermentation addresses the problem. Otherwise, the algae would just regenerate itself and create more of a mess, right?
Yes. So it would prevent the algae from going back down, as I said, mm-hmm. and creating more of itself.
So, you know, I think the question that came to my mind back when we first talked then, when you were in high school, was, how'd you come up with this, and why didn't somebody else think of it already, you mm-hmm. know?
So Sri and I actually went back down to our cultural roots and we thought about our different foods and how fermentation seems to be a great way to receive all of these different health benefits. And we thought, why not try? Because we didn't really know what exactly could happen. No one ever studied the usages of invasive macroalgae. And so we thought, okay, let's try fermentation. If it works out and we get some good benefits from it, then it works out and we'll see what we do from then on.
Mm-hmm. How did you determine, what were your next step? How did you go about the fermentation and how did you go about finding out what the results were going to be?
So we actually worked with our professor, Dr. Samir Kanal from the University of Hawaii at Manoa. This was back when we were juniors and seniors in high school. Mm-hmm. So we worked on this project for 2.5 years while being high school students at the Priory. And we talked to Dr. Kanal. He told us the basic steps of fermentation. So we used cow manure, and he said, if you want to make this an organic process, a natural fertilizer, then you're going to have to use natural things. And we started adding cow manure. We tried different types of animals. We tried different types of bacteria sources. And we found that cow manure works the best because there's archaic bacteria inside of it that works perfectly with the fermentation process to make it a fertilizer and to break down the hardy fibers of the algae and extract things from it.
Archaic bacteria?
Yes.
What's that mean?
Archaic bacteria just essentially means that it's not newer bacteria. These bacteria have always been inside of the cows, and that's the bacteria that we're utilizing for these algal species.
So there's a lot of trial and error involved in a study like this.
Oh, man, there was a lot of trial and
was
error
there?
Involved. Because we originally thought to grow our own algae, I'm not sure why we decided that at that point, but we basically didn't want to go back and forth. We didn't have the ability to drive at the age of 15, so we tried to grow it in our own greenhouse, and we did a lot of trial and error in that, trying to grow our own algae, trying to use all of these different types of animals, trying to use all of these different types of fermentation, because it's not just one standard fermentation process. You have to do different types of temperature. How much bacteria are you going to add? How much cow manure do you need for this amount of algae? There was lots of different variables involved in that.
You know, I'm sort of trying to determine from all this, Arianna, what the ideal kind of state of mind for someone pursuing science should be. It obviously involves a lot of curiosity. Lot of patience and an understanding of scientific method, but it sounds as if you and your partner, you and Sri, had a lot of all those things, curiosity and patience.
I think it's curiosity, patience, determination, and a lot of things. It's like if you fail, you have to continue. You're not going to get the result that you want if you just stop right away. So we definitely did like a 4.5 month, 4 to 5 month trial period where just nothing worked. We tried to ferment it. It didn't work. We tried to use this amount of bacteria. It didn't work. And so we became discouraged and we told ourselves, you know, like we've worked on it this far. Let's get our results. And so we continued and I'm glad it took us all the way to all these different Intel international science competitions. We participated internationally. We actually got to present as well at Stanford. And so we got to all these different places by determination.
Are you going to see it forth into practical application? Is that a next step for this particular project?
So Sri is actually attending the University of Hawaii at Manoa, and I am at the University of Southern California, so we are the Pacific Ocean distance apart. And because of that, we aren't able to continue working on this project as of now.
But the idea is now out there.
Yes.
Thanks to what you've done.
So we actually got a lot of interest at a competition in Stanford. We got some interest from Intel and some companies that were there visiting the students as well. And they were interested in the project fermentation, and I believe that they can take it on a larger scale. But for a couple 19-year-old girls who are very far apart away from right now, I think that it's not likely that we're able to continue our project right now.
Well, and Sri also has a partner, has a planet named after her now.
Yes, she actually does. Her planet's name is Sri Lakshmi.
Well, we'll be on the lookout for them. And, you know, let's keep in touch for future endeavors in science, Arianna. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Arianna Kim graduated in 2016 from St. Andrew's School. She's now an incoming sophomore at USC, double majoring in cognitive science and philosophy, politics, and law.